Welcome everyone, Akasha here, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com. And this is Bliss Life Podcast, but this is a special podcast. This is a video podcast, and this is a live healing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So let's dive into ancient healing powers of the sun. So what we know now is interesting because many of us have been taught the sun is dangerous and we're slathering on sunscreen. And the sunscreen is actually what's giving the cancer. And yes, the sun is getting stronger. In fact, it's profoundly stronger. All right. And they're watching it. They're taking photos of it. It's getting closer. What does that mean that it's doing? It is sending us more radiation. Now think past your fear, think past your programming or past mass media. Radiation is everywhere. Everything radiates energy, your energy, I'm energy. I have radiation coming off of me. And so what we're talking about is sunlight, golden sunlight, the gold ray and beyond, intelligent, encoded light that we haven't even begun to crack the code of. And yes, the ancients knew how to do this, how to use it. Longevity, prosperity, healing, so much more. My favorite, deeper, broader connection to your higher self, to the multiverse, to traveling to other places without your body, and ultimately being able to rejuvenate your body. So if you didn't want to, you don't have to leave this body and get another one if you want to come back. So welcome, Akasha here. A lot of my clients for so many years called me their fairy godmother. So I finally said, okay, because I love that. I love sparkly things. I love magic. And since a very, very little girl, I've been talking to the invisible realms. My mother used to say I had butterfly ways and I would skip down the street and flap my arms like a butterfly talking to all of my imaginary friends. I have very, very vivid memories of my, what I now know were spirit guides, right? They were beings in, not in bodies that were physical and not in bodies that most people could see or perceive. So what I love is that my life has been a journey of massive ups and downs, like many of you. I have made millions, literally, lost millions, literally, and have created many businesses, at least a dozen, many of them multi six and seven figure. I love the best about my life is that I live my own life. I work for myself. I travel. I live in Mexico on the beach right now. And I've created over time, constantly working on myself, constantly asking, how can I create my own reality? How can I avoid that pain? How can I find this pain? And it took me deep, deep, deep. I became a homeopath. I went through three different mystery schools. I've learned and meditated in across the nations with shamans and done ceremony in many different ways. I've learned dozens and dozens of healing modalities, and I've been teaching and helping and healing others to discover their soul purpose, to clear blocks energetically in their mind, in their emotional field, in their cells, switch the DNA, find past lives, heal relationships and beyond. Why? Because what I've discovered through all of my own loss and pain and joy and success is that everything is energy and it's eternal and it flows up and down. Sound waves, nature, everything cycles up and down. And because we're in this world of energy, I've gone deep to learn energy medicine, vibrational medicine, sacred geometry, and secrets behind what's in a light, what's in a color, why are there rays of creation that come with different energies and powers and help, support, that we use to create. How does that work? How do we free our mind from the fears and the worries and the conditioning that we've been given over our entire life and over decades and centuries and beyond? Because the truth is, we're still coming out of the Dark Ages, but not the Dark Ages that we talk about in our history books. Dark Ages meaning we became separated in awareness, in conscious awareness of the truth of who we are, which is this vast, enormous light body, which is part of an enormous soul that has many, many incarnations and many, many purposes and reasons and fears, yes, and attachments that are good and bad. And it's an adventure and it's a journey. And this moment right now is one of the many parallel lives that you live. None of this is important to understand energy medicine, to activate your pineal, which is the most important gland in your body, in the center of your brain. It is the center of what we call your inner eye or your third eye or your ajna chakra or energy center. And it is what is called your spiritual gland. It is the connection. It actually looks like an eye. It's for the inner vision. It's where you get your guidance or your memory, intuition. It's where you get all of these, if angels speak to you, or if you feel a presence around you, or if you've had a mystical experience, the pineal is vital for this. And so out of all the journeys I've had, all of all the things that I've learned, I constantly go back to two things, three things. Everything is energy. If that's true, I'm energy, and that's energy, and energy relates to each other, it interacts, and you can disconnect from energy, and you can connect with energy, and you can blend energy, then I am a creator. I'm like a scientist in a lab or an artist with clay or paint. And then if I don't open my heart so that everything I do is from at least courage or willingness to trust or acceptance and above, much less love and above. You don't have to get that high, and it is a really high state of consciousness. If you work on the heart, that means heal the pains you perceive you have, release and dissolve and let go of the attachments you have to people who did something wrong, or to losses that you had, or failures you did, or fears you have about being good enough, or all of these things. These are distractions from the truth of why you're here. You're here to express the truth of who you are. And my purpose, my mission as life, is to bring you tools and ways to do that. And so the third thing is, you've got to awaken your inner eye. If you don't awaken an inner connection to guidance, to your own truth, to your own body, what is it telling you, to your own guardian angels, to your own higher self or I am presence or whatever it is, you don't even have to understand or believe any of these things. Just trust me that you can just find simple ways to increase this inner eye. And using the sun is one. There's many other benefits of this. So all through my training, I've been creating the Light Body School and courses and working with people one-on-one and doing retreats in sacred places because I want to what? I want to be in the energy, at the pyramid, in the temple, holding the crystal, you know, on the beach, you know, connecting with the water, the element, whatever it is, because it's energy. So the more supportive energies you learn to access and bring into your life, the easier it's going to be for you to transform, because we're in a massive metamorphosis. Now, the metamorphosis that we're in, 2020, this new decade, the predictions from the very wise, much more advanced ancients, not behind us, because we're coming out of the Dark Ages. We perceived when we were born and what we were taught and is still being taught is that, oh, people be in the past, you know, in our history, they were dumber than us. They weren't as advanced as us. No, it's the opposite. They built temples and pyramids that aligned with the sun on the equinox or the solstice down to a millimeter. We couldn't build it now with our technology, and it's still standing. Okay. And they understood many layers of energy, cosmic energy, radiation coming from the sun, from the moon, from the stars. All of these things, this is light And light is a form of communication. It's a language. It carries information. The sun carries very specific information, very powerful information. One part of it is what we call the gold ray. The gold ray of creation was the 12th ray of creation, and it contains within it every other ray below it. Basically, you got the big box of crayons. You got all the colors, okay? That means you've been given a tool that if you can understand how to harness it, if you can awaken the pineal, cut the fluoride out, it's calcifying your pineal. It's not a myth, it's true. It's medical science, okay? Aluminum is shutting the pineal down. It is causing Alzheimer's and memory loss, and that's becoming normal. 50% of people in their 80s in the US are getting Alzheimer's. This is horrific. They're forgetting who they are, who their loved ones are, what their life was like, how to use their body, how to take care of themselves. They might as well be not in that body anymore, but it's preventable. And so are so many more really mysterious, mystique, and wonderful healing benefits of the sun. So the powers of the sun have been sought and used throughout time to heal, to empower, to awaken, to prosper. And in this today, in our live sun energy healing, we're going to harness the powers of the sun. We're going to understand in our mind with a little bit of teaching and understanding. We're going to get some images that are going to awaken because they have an energy frequency. So you take things in through your eyes. We're going to talk about how they knew to use energy healing for consciousness raising and pineal gland awakening, which is the spiritual inner eye. It's the most sensitive organ. Now, what's happened is between Wi-Fi frequencies, fluoride in the water, other toxins in the food, the aluminum being dumped on us from the chemtrails above, these things are all being done and they're creating a perfect storm. What is that? It's shutting the pineal down. So we're literally in a race against time, because the longer that this goes on, whether it's intentional or not, it doesn't matter. So don't get involved in, oh no, it's a conspiracy. It doesn't matter. What it's doing is it's saying, take control right now. Watch your diet, watch your food, know the processes, know the symbols, know the simple everyday ways to awaken this so you can not only increase your connection to your own inner truth or begin it if you haven't gotten there yet, but awaken to a higher level, heal yourself, live longer, be happier, find your truth. Understand what you're really here for and stop chasing a bunch of crap that doesn't mean anything anyway. Okay. We're going to go into the ways to harness subtle energies and rays and lights and power and light and power, because the ancients used these to build these pyramids that we go, how did they do it? And we come up with these ridiculous theories of a million slaves rolling trees for, you know, 4,000 miles. Get real. Okay, we already know that the quantum world is unpredictable. It's in direct proportion to our focus within it. And when you expand your awareness to the highest possible state of frequency you can, when you meditate, maybe you feel that way. Maybe when you're in nature, you know, maybe after you've had wonderful orgasm, there's these moments when we naturally open the serotonin. And the melatonin comes from serotonin, okay? The happy drugs in our brain come from our pineal and other glands. They work together. But this one is so important. Why is it important for us to feel pleasure? Why is it important for us to feel good? Because that's why we're here. And that doesn't mean nothing bad will ever happen to me again. It means shit will happen. You'll lose, you'll win. You'll be happy, you'll be sad. There'll be people that you love and then they'll leave your life. Someone's going to die, and eventually you might, maybe you won't, maybe we're here at the right moment that we are going to make that tipping point and become light and be able to master these kinds of wisdoms. That's what this is. This is tapping into the ancient wisdom in order to heal our bodies, our minds, and reconnect our souls to the truth of what we're doing. Now, how did these temples and pyramids get built with all these solar initiations, awakening, and everything? Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So you can go to them or you can look at them, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Let me get a sip of water here for a sec. Okay, and then we're going to really get some ideas, and we're going to have an activation together right here tonight, is about how you can prepare. Like, we have an equinox coming up, we have a solstice coming up, we have full moons and other things that come up, and every day there's a sunrise and a sunset. And so these are just really simple ways to integrate some of this wisdom into your life and begin to give yourself more energy, more light. Lightness, okay, in the mind, in the heart, in the body. So we're also going to discover how they merged with the gold ray to digest spiritual golden sunlight as food to live on and to expand the mind and open the heart and to experience a solar breath, to let the sun literally become the inside of who you are and be rejuvenating you from within. So a lot of what the ancients knew were things like how to trap the sunlight in a particular way so that it would take away reverse aging. It would renew all the glands in the body. Now, we know that every 7 years, our body renews itself and every organ and part of it a little bit different timing. But in that amount of time, you have an entirely new body. The problem is during that 7 years, there's toxins being put in. Between the food and the water and the air, you've also got your emotions and stress. And these are a very big deal. Now we have Wi-Fi and maybe 5G, and you've got all kinds of other radiation. If you sit with your computer plugged in, the radiation is off the charts. Don't ever sit and hold your computer. If possible, put it next to you or at least a pillow between it, and never use your phone or your computer when it's plugged in because the radiation is too much. If you use it a little bit unplugged, it's great. Put it in another room. So you learn these simple things and you start to realize you're doing what? You're reversing some of the toxins, some of the damage from the electromagnetic frequencies and the other things that have happened. And the biggest problem in all of this is that we've forgotten that we have this ability. And that's the purpose of shutting down the pineal. Is to literally almost lobotomize a person. It takes away your connection to any realm outside the physical reality. You're literally locked into the matrix and you cannot perceive or reach any other level. And so the pineal gland has become calcified. It actually has a layer of calcium on it. Sometimes it gets dried up and atrophied and sort of starts to lean to the side. It's supposed to be juicy and pointing up and look like a pine cone. That's what pineal looks means. And don't fool yourself. All of the people know about this. The Vatican has a giant pine cone statue in their courtyard of their entrance. It's not just a coincidence that they like a pine cone. They're very aware of what the pineal gland does and that it's important for them to control their people, right? In order to, that they follow what they want them to follow. I'm not making a judgment on it. And they're very aware of the spiritual significance of this gland. So are governments. So are many, many people. Now, you are aware of it as well. And here you're going to learn more ways, fun tools, everything from things you can take and eat and hold and put near you and do, and ways to enhance the sunlight that you take in. So we're going to dive in to all of this tonight, and I want you to take notes. However, we're going to give you the replay. So be present and begin to focus on that pineal gland. Focus on your forehead. Take your fingers and pull your forehead apart like you're pulling open doors, and push down and pull it out to your temples and do it again. And say to yourself, "Ooh, I'm ready and willing, and I am open and receptive to awakening my pineal gland and reawakening my wisdom and knowledge of the ancient sun energy healing secrets." Great. And then just go up and tap your forehead all the way up to the top of your head, right in the center, and run around with your fingers like you're like little horses galloping. And then I want you to go around the outside of the top of your head, right around where your crown would be. These are the coronets of your energy center, which is called your crown energy center. This is important because when you open the pineal and you use the sunlight, you can take in more sunlight. It then awakens the crown and your connection directly to your higher self. And that is what we want. We want you, and we want me, and we want each person listening to their own inner guidance and not being manipulated and not running around pushing and shoving anymore, chasing things in the old-fashioned way. So golden sunlight energy healing is one way to use energy medicine to align your body, mind, and spirit to the next level of consciousness and joy that's coming in now. This is the live stream where we're going to dive into these ancient mysteries. And what does it mean? Well, there weren't stupid people back then that were so superstitious and idiots that they were like, "Oh, the sun is a god," and blah, 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 blah. No, they understood that the sun holds deeper energies. It holds codes. It holds consciousness. It is sending information on multiple streams of light. And if we knew how to take it in, if we knew how to decode it, if we knew how to change our own light body structure so that we could take it in, then we might communicate with it, and you might also think, "Oh, that's a being of higher consciousness has come to help us," which is called a god or a goddess. And these are all energies, energies with information, language, and light from the field of infinite possibilities source. And we also perceive this as a portal, and the sun is a portal. It was used, put on, you know, the head of Egyptian gods and pharaohs. You see the sun disk up there. There was a reason for that. That's an awakened pineal gland crown. I call it a fusion. And it means that there is this whole sphere of light, your own sun awakened up here in your crown and your higher self. When you see halos, it's representing the same thing, an awakened inner eye or pineal gland that is now able to connect through the crown to the higher realms. So why is that important to us? Well, if you can do that, you no longer have to be in fear or anger. You don't have to crave things and feel unfulfilled. You don't have to have low self-esteem. You don't have to fear for your health or your life, or believe the nonsense about your DNA or your ancestry going to give you a disease that you can't change. You're going to start to lighten up. And when you lighten up, you literally rise up in your state of consciousness. And when you understand the scale of human consciousness, the different levels of consciousness, like guilt, to fear, to grief, and so on, you rise up. When you get to courage or willingness, when you get into trust, you suddenly get lighter. And when you transcend into acceptance, you just say, "Hey, this is the way it is. This is where I am. This is what I've done in my life. This is what I haven't done. I've regretted that, but what's the point? I'm going to let it go. Because, hey, that's what I did, and I got something from it. There must have been a reason." And you just accept exactly where you are. It doesn't mean you're choosing it. Doesn't mean you're making more of it happen. It means that you're taking back your power. And your power lives in your solar plexus. So I want you to look into this beautiful image of this golden sunlight. And I want you to imagine that it is coming from the sun. But it's not just coming from our sun. Behind it, you see and sense the great central sun. And that great central sun is beaming and streaming power and light, stronger and stronger, filled with more and more information, more and more power for our healing, for our awakening, for our ascension, for our prosperity. Gold is the color of God. It's the color of the male aspect of our duality we have here. And the male aspect means we create, we go out and we make it happen. It is prosperity. Gold, you can drink it, right? People would drink gold, liquid gold, or you can put it on your skin. You can ingest it. You can look into the sun using different tools. You can unlock the secrets. So right now, I just want you to breathe this in. Take a deep breath and feel like you're pulling this gold light from the sun and the central sun. And you're not pulling in through your mouth. You're pulling it directly to your belly and to your solar plexus. Pull it in, pull it in, pull it in, and feel it now all the way streaming into your belly, into your tummy, back, 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 filling it up. Now you feel fiery solar flares and energy burning through your whole belly and beginning to warm down, down into your sacral and your base and up into your heart. And you continue to breathe in this golden sun light. It's important that you acknowledge, I am drawing in the sunlight, the conscious wisdom and the codes for my ascension, my healing, for my purpose, for my mission, for my awareness. I'm drawing from the great central sun and from the infinite field, pouring into your belly. It continues to just feed you. You feel burning away all of the past and the sludge and all the lower states. Up, 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 up. Burning away the shame. Burning away the guilt. Burning away. Oh, yes. Burn away that regret and that guilt. Burn away the craving, the apathy, the addiction. Burn away. Let go. Give permission to leave all the fear, all the anger. Oh, let it all go. And feel yourself rising up into that gorgeous golden lion. Courage, the essence and energy of courage, the lion, the golden sun that emanates from this being, showing you you can relax. There's no need to rush around in life when you own your own power. Relax. We now give great thanks to the golden sun light coming from our great sun, Ra, coming from the great central sun, streaming into our own solar plexus. Thank you for allowing this to continue to stream to us and through us at the optimal rate and for the right and perfect amount of time for each of us at this time. As you allow that to continue to warm and grow, you may feel it moving up through your heart and down your legs and all through your body. You may feel it moving out. Just keep breathing. Breathe in and feed the fire with that breath. Say, yes, I am ready and willing, and I am open and receptive to reclaim my power, to reconnect to the memories and wisdom within me, within the earth, within the sacred sites, within the wisdom left in the crystals and the waters, within the sun, the moon, and all of nature. The secrets of healing, our truth, our connection, our inner eye, our heart, and re-finding our own inner authority. And so it is. Take a moment to feel that, appreciate it, give thanks, give great thanks to all that is, and acknowledge this infinity healing chamber that we're within. The golden rays forming a cone of light above us, just like this if you looked up, and below us because we live in the beautiful world of duality. Above and below and wrapped in the all-seeing eye around us, a sphere of white light of the flower of life activated to infinity. In this space, you are protected, safe. There is nothing here to keep you from knowing your truth. Welcome to the ancient healing powers of the sun. Take a moment to tune in to the Light Body Council, the animal spirit guides, and your own special guides. And our special guests tonight, Ra, and all the sun gods and goddesses, the sun temples and pyramids, to all of the beautiful sun flowers and representations of sun, fire on earth, and to our own solar center. Welcome, solar sisters and solar brothers. I'll give you a moment to fully feel and sink into the yummy and delicious light temple we're in. So feel now that you're present here. Command that you're a clear and open channel to the ancestors that hold this wisdom, to the golden sunlight, and to gods, goddesses, energies, entities, and sacred sites, the symbols, the sounds, and the poses that all have helped the ancients to access this power of the sun and awaken their consciousness. We are now here. We now see, request, and accept an increase in awareness and opening of the pineal to access the sunlight and welcome in its healing rays in the optimal way. In this moment, open, ready, and willing, let the power of the sunlight begin its healing and bringing you aligned with your inner vision. So did you know that watching the sunrise or sunset awakens the pineal gland in your brain? It has to be in those specific moments. We know that if you stare at the sun in the middle of the day, it's going to hurt your eyes, okay? There's a way to consume sunlight. There's a way to connect with this intelligence. So when you do this, you can do like this. You can watch it. You can be in meditative pose. Of course, it's fantastic if you're somewhere beautiful like this in nature. Simply watch it with your eyes and be aware that you are also watching with your pineal, that third eye coming out here between your eyes, eyebrows here in your forehead. Right from the center of your brain, and that it is going straight in there. And you can enhance this by breathing it in like we just did, literally inviting it, thanking it, opening your heart, welcoming it in. Bring it in through your forehead and feel it. Imagine it as it goes through the brain. Imagine it like liquid golden light pouring over the pineal. Imagine it going down your throat, melting all the blocks in your heart, and igniting the fire in your solar plexus. So there's one of the ways that you can begin to have a conscious connection with the sunrise and sunset And I'll teach you ways to enhance and accelerate how you take that sunlight in, because just looking at it like that is just step one. Advanced ancient cultures such as the Egyptians, the Maya, the Celts, and many Native American tribes understood the energy body and the chakras. They considered the sun sacred and powerful and a connection to the divine that would help awaken the power in these energy centers. They understood energy and used it for medicine, for physical health, spiritual expansion, and so much more. They learned to expand their energy field and connect with the sunlight. The mysteries in the gold ray contain clues and doors to your higher self and energy healing. Energy healing means you're able to take energy, sense it, direct it, communicate with it, use it for healing, for manifesting, and all other forms of creation. Now in 2020, this knowledge is reawakening. It's amazing how the age of transparency is both exposing governments and people and systems as utterly corrupt. It's also exposing ancient wisdom we thought was lost. It's more and more is found every day. And every time we go to sacred sites or we do our own inner work this way, we're helping to increase the light and bring more of this to everyone. We're freeing ourselves. Sacred sites around the planet are opening their secrets again, and we're finally at a point where we have risen our energy and awakened our pineal glands enough to receive them. This is an incredible place that's only 25 minutes from my house right now. It is the most ancient Maya site. It's called Tzibil Sheltun, and this is called the Temple of the Dolls, or the Temple of the Seven Dolls, or the Seven Rays, or the Seven Powers. On the equinox, this picture. It comes through this temple. This temple was built specifically for it. It's the only one of its shape and size, and it is the oldest one that they've excavated so far. Now, while I'm talking, I want you to be looking directly into the center of the sunbeams. You're getting a mini solar initiation. This site was a very sacred site to the Maya, and one of the reasons was because you received a solar initiation when this happened. We go there, and it hits your inner eye. It hits your eyes. Bring it in through your physical eyes and your forehead, and you receive an initiation of all seven chakras. That's why it's the Temple of Seven Rays or Seven Powers. It comes in through the pineal, otherwise you cannot receive this initiation and you cannot align your chakras. So this is how important the sun was and why they built huge monuments that now eons later are still here. So it's time to tap into our ancestral wisdom and power up our own solar plexus, the center of our personal will and power. To tap into, we'll skip that part. We want to declare, I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. There is no darkness within me. This is taken from the Emerald Tablets, written by Thoth or Hermes, the emissary and messenger of the gods. Essentially, he brought us all of this wisdom and knowledge about energy, the wisdom laws of the universe, the sacred geometry, and everything. And he's the one that continues to come in to bring in, more and more information as we awaken. I highly recommend the Emerald Tablets. Ancients used the sun to give life force to the body and to enlighten the brain. The lost solar techniques that were used to illuminate the inner body were kept to the priesthood and the nobility. All others who knew these energy healing methods were killed. So if you happened to overhear them because you were the cleaning lady in the temple or something, but you were not allowed. And it is still that way now. That is why these are secrets. That is why they're coming out in unusual ways. That is why we have had to fight so hard for so long to find each other, to connect, to share this kind of information. 35 years ago when I started this search, there was nothing. There was like a book, you know, if you could find a bookstore, but no normal bookstores carried it. So sun gods were in most all cultures around the world. Not because the ancients were dumb, superstitious people who didn't have science. They were many sophisticated, intelligent, wise civilizations that knew more than we do now about energy, the cosmos, science, writing, and our connection to it. They predicted all the way to today what is going to be happening. They knew that we would be going through this threshold to the golden age. So if we go through this decade, and if we lay the seeds this year for this decade, we will be able to enter the golden age. We will be able to perceive it, to receive it. Because if you don't have your senses, you can't tell what's going on. If you don't have taste, I have friends who got hit in the head and never got their taste back. So they eat food and it's just like eating cardboard. There's no flavor. So basically food, the only reason to eat it is to survive. If you, and smell also, this one friend of mine lost his smell as well. Well, if you can't smell, do smells exist for you? No. Doesn't exist, right? So your senses, actually you have 360, right? So we're just waking up to what they knew and used daily. Look at this sun god mask. It has a third eye right here. It's showing the pineal gland, and not only is it showing it there, but it is, look at the shape around it that's made into hair, that's parted, and eyebrows, but it's creating a very sacred shape, a tetrahedron around it, highlighting that this is a very important place, and the sun is a place. So that's the sun god, and that is showing the third eye energy center, also called the Ajna chakra. So the sun god, so to speak, the sun, all right, energy, awakens the pineal, the inner eye, and ignites your body or solar body. But just watching the sunrise and the sunset will help awaken the pineal. But what if you knew tools and symbols and processes and ancient secrets, sounds, and even poses for your body and your hands that will accelerate the pineal awakening? Pretty cool. Well, do you know why that's important? Let's think about it for a minute. Everything we've talked about already, this, the ability to build really advanced civilizations, to track things way beyond, to communicate with other energies, to heal, all these things that we know that they knew, these would enhance our life as well. We would have an easy time flowing to our own inner guidance. We would be able to rejuvenate our bodies when we're ill. We would be able to clear our minds and connect to higher guidance, expanded consciousness, new skills when we wanted to learn or grow or prosper. There are so many reasons to reclaim your connection to your true higher self, to the life your soul intended, that this could not be more important. So if you've come to my retreats, you know that we always, regardless of the topic of what we're doing activations with this energy center here around the pineal, bringing it up, connecting it to the heart, bringing it down, connecting it to the crown and then to the higher self, and doing everything we can to rebalance the entire energy field so that it is at optimal rate to receive information and allow us to live longer, heal ourselves, and prosper. So let's look for a minute at what affects the pineal gland and shuts it down. You may or may not know any of this, so we're going to go through quickly. Toxins in food, and we're not going to get involved in why it's there, but just be careful. Water, don't do the fluoride, please. The environment and food. We already said that. Stress and modern life. Stress is one of the biggest causes of toxins in the body. Hardens things. Wi-Fi signals. Yes, sorry. The signal that they picked for Wi-Fi, it couldn't be worse for our pineal gland. So turn your Wi-Fi off at night. Don't have it near you. Try to go without it. Hard jack in when you can. The pineal gland gets hardened, okay? Calcified, and eventually shuts down. It also suppresses, is suppressed by electromagnetic fields, EMFs. That means mobile phone networks, wireless devices, everything. We're bombarded now by frequencies. So if you don't believe in energies, well, then you don't believe that you can talk on your cell phone or have wireless Wi-Fi. It's so funny to go on the internet and see there's people still saying, oh, this thing about energy is the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever seen. I was like, really? How do you think you watch your TV or use your phone? So remember, the pineal gland is the most sensitive gland in the body. It is really important. It's like losing your sight. Okay? And and it's so sensitive to fluoride that if you live somewhere where they put it in the water, I used to find a way to get a filter system to get it out. Take it seriously. It's worth it. There's also things you can buy, different, herbs and things you can take. And, oh dear, some reason people aren't staying muted. So let me try this. Mute. There we go. Good. And sorry about this. Every time I try to click on the other thing. So let's take a quick look. This is your pineal gland. This is the Egyptian eye. Now, I teach this in Light Body School. This is really important to understand. Go on the internet, research it, look it up. They've got actual real sections of the brain. But look at this. That's the exact replication of this inner part here, where you see the thalamus and the pineal, where you see the pituitary and all of this, the thalamus, the hypothalamus, this whole thing, and down here, the medulla, this is the third eye. This is Ra. This is the sun god. All through ages, the Egyptians and the other people, this is what they called it. This is the pineal gland. The pineal gland isn't the only gland that is important to create the all-seeing eye within you, your ability to sense energy. These are so important because they give the most important information and hormones to our body to balance all the functions in our body. So it's not just a spiritual thing. This is a very, very important physical thing as well. So you see how tiny the pineal gland is. You can see where it is. Now, if you trace a line forward out there, you see it actually is not up on the forehead where we usually imagine it. It's right here between the eyebrows. It's directly in the center of the brain and back at this level between the eyebrows. So the eye of Ra. So the pineal gland function physically for health reasons, its main thing that it does, science and medicine says, is it produces melatonin, which comes from serotonin, which you know is one of your happy hormones, right? It regulates your body temperature, skin color, your sleep, your mood, but it's also an inner eye and it's the most sensitive gland in the body. And this is your connection to all higher consciousness and guidance and to your truth and to your ability to self-heal and live long. So being in the sun, of course, we get the vitamins from it. We feel happy from it. There's depression comes from not getting enough sunlight for people who live places with long darkness or lots of clouds. But we also have to be careful now because the radiation coming from the sun has increased. But this isn't bad news. It's bad news because we don't understand it. We don't know how to take it in. But if you learn how to take it in, you're going to have an ability to take it in as power, not be afraid of it and getting a burn, okay? So what did the ancients know? Why did they build temples aligned to the sun based on sacred geometry and covet the rituals and processes to use this sunlight for health, wealth, and success? Well, these temples and pyramids, like we said, were built all over the planet throughout the ages for a very important reason. In general, they are energy concentrators. They're energy generators. And what is the sun? Energy. So built with sacred sciences and planetary alignment to capture the power of the sun and commune with its essence. Now, there's many other things they did all year with this. But they had people that were called watchers. The Maya would sit all night and watch the stars. Someone else would sit all day and watch the sun. Some of the temples and pyramids we go to, you see these strange doorways. in every so often at the bottom of a pyramid, you walk, there's a doorway. It's a very shallow room. What they did was they put obsidian mirrors in there and they tracked the sun. There was very important information that they received and got from it, and power as well, by tracking the sun. And you'd walk along the bottom of like Ekbalam, for example, and they'll have it's a long, wide base of a pyramid. You'll have these doors, and then you'll realize that it feels at first like, oh, they're equal every so distance, but all of a sudden you realize, no, they're not. There might be two or three that are the same distance apart, and then one's a different distance, and then there's another one that's a different distance. It's the same thing with the pyramid steps. They're not even. Why? Because everything was built on sacred geometry. It was important that the energies were perfectly aligned, that these were built in power vortexes, that these were aligned with the sun, and that the important moments of the sun, like the equinox or the solstice and so on, and it was built to commune with the essence, to receive that power, and to combine it with the power of the energy of the land that they built it on, the sacred geometry, symbols, and other things that they put into building it. So these were very powerful places, and they still are. This is the Temple of the Sun in Egypt in Abu Simbel. And you can see this room, I've been here, is very deep. This is not near the front of this structure, okay, this temple. And you can see that it is built in a specific way to align that the sun come and light this up for very specific reasons. We don't have time tonight to go into them. It's really cool and groovy. I love this stuff. It's why I do retreats and things with this. But it's the people, it's the symbols on their head, it's the writing on the walls. All this stuff combines to harness the sunlight. And they did, you can see here, an altar right in front of it. They did very specific rituals and ceremonies here to capture the golden sunlight and to use it. This is the same place. Like I told you, it's deep. This is a room that's before that room. And there's still more as you come out. But you can see how the light comes in. And this is even further out. So you have this three rooms, and even outside of that, there's more, and the sun comes in and hits this. Quite amazing, and very specific reasons. The ancients have left us clues, like these temples, to the secrets and powers of the sun and gold light. Gold light, the gold ray, the sun is a deity of life force, personal power, and creation. These are just a few of the things the ancients understood. Essentially energy, the depth of energy. It's like decoding. We do a lot of work with the dolphins, and the people that we work with, they are developing different ways to record dolphins' sounds, because each tiny sound, when they are, as they're decoding it now, running it through different systems, has so much depth to it. It's like each sound is like, you know, 18,000 volumes of writing. And energy is the same way. It doesn't just hold one tiny message. You can have an affirmation and you could say that affirmation and it might make you feel better, but it's not going to change your life. But then you could turn it into a declaration or a command and add some movement or some energy work or some breath work to it. Or you could hold it while you're in sacred place or do use crystals. You can enhance that. Right? And that's even more powerful. And then you could use a chant or a mantra to awaken that energy to another level, or look at a symbol that also held a vibrational frequency that held a secret to open it. All of these things, there's symbols you can look at that awaken the pineal. There's sounds that you can listen to or chant. There's things you can take that will increase the opening and awareness of this. And the sun is just one of those. Healing, which means coming back into wholeness, your own wholeness, okay? Whether that's mentally, emotionally, financially, in relationships, or physically, whatever it is all about energy transformation and alignment. You transform the energy that's not working for you, and you align with new energy, and you release other energy, and the sun is one of these things. The gold ray is one of the rays we work with. That and the seventh violet flame ray are the most, the ones we work with the most. But the one fun thing about the gold ray is it has every ray in it. So all of our cells and organs, including the brain, and especially the pineal and pituitary glands, have receptors that are capable of processing light from within the body. Now, this is profound because we can perform photosynthesis. We already do. There's actual light inside of our body. If we could see it, there's light being produced in our body by different things and functions happening within our body. And there's people now, not many, but the ancients were very adept at knowing how to consume and digest sunlight and actually live off of it or enhance that. Now, I'm going to have a Valentine's special of a new course called Pineal Awakening, Ancient Secrets and Energy Activations. So it's the pineal gland being the inner eye and the spiritual gland. It's vital to heal and awaken it in order to find your health, your happiness, your prosperity, and your mystical experiences. So you can go to nanakasha.com/pineal and you'll see more about that. I'll share a little bit more about that later. So these activations, these temples, these enormous effort and energy and enormous structures that were built, the amount of energy and effort to keep the secrets of the ceremonies, the rituals, and the things that would help you have a solar initiation. And now these solar initiations are coming back. We're awakening the ways to do it. We have rituals, ceremonies, celebrations, and cultures that were built around the sun. And these secrets are coming to the surface. And as we learn to combine them, we're literally opening doors to new realms, mystical experiences, being able to communicate with beings or see or find answers or create at levels we've never imagined. We can't. So since the ancients knew the sun held secrets and codes and alignments and used them for everything from healing to ascension, we're going to start doing that too. So the pineal gland is in the center of the brain. Why? Are there two of them? No, there's two sides to your brain. There's the left and the right, or the masculine, or the feminine, or the intuitive, the concrete, and so on and so on. And it's an incredible thing. But this is your command center. Your pineal is what is in charge. And it is the crown. It is at the top, right, of the spine, the spinal cord. It is what the cerebral spinal fluid is coming and going. All of these things are moving. Information is coming from this. This is the time to awaken the pineal. So we're going to be using, in this class, we're going to be using sacred symbols and geometry because the ancients knew that certain symbols and sounds and body poses enhance the absorption of golden light. And they lived prosperously, like they prospered for hundreds of years. So the amazing health benefits that is pretty well known in the medical field are things like this. It improves those nice happy hormones and sleep, and it helps you feel more energy. It helps you remember your dreams, which is a great way to communicate. It increases the size of the pineal. This is rejuvenating. Ours have shrunk, and they've been kind of atrophied. Boosts energy and improves eyesight, inner eyesight and outer eyesight. And it helps depression, sort of, especially from depressing weather, and improves endocrine health. And endocrine is all those glands. So we've got temples all over. Here's the Palenque Maya Temple of the Sun. One of the, I haven't been there yet, amazing temple down there. Even the Incas in Machu Picchu, they had a temple of the sun, and it was the headquarters of the religious ceremonies, but it was also a scientific center where, like in Atlantis, they studied energy healing, communication with other beings, and using the sunlight and other forms of gold. Now, all forms of gold contain the life-giving gold rays of the sun, citrine gold crystal, gold itself. There's some quartz crystals I have right here I got in Arkansas that have gold in them. They're called golden healers. Golden spiritual sunlight is an elixir of life, prosperity, and personal power. So we're going to bathe in it, and we're going to rise above old patterns and fears because we're rejuvenating the very essence of our being. And it has the power to break you free from the prisons in your mind that limit you. And this is really the main thing that holds us back. Physical health challenges definitely drain your ability to do things, and we want to focus on the physical pineal, but we're also, when we're doing that, we're awakening and activating, reconnecting, rejuvenating that energy center as well. And that means the mind, the fears, the beliefs, and the habits, the obligations, and the emotional body, and the physical body. This energy healing moves through all layers of your beautiful light body. So energy medicine, being based on all energies, light rays from the sun and the moon and the cosmos and the earth and the interaction, all of this, this is why they track to the sun, because we're constantly being bombarded by these light rays. Well, isn't that interesting? We're constantly being bombarded with information, with communication, with answers. Wow. So if we were to activate our ability like they did with their temples or their ceremonies, and really understand that we could take this in and then enhance it with things that we take or look at or do or see around us, even if you can't go to a pyramid or temple, you can do this in your own house. So this all new pineal awakening is really, it, there couldn't be a better time to really focus on it. It's interesting because I've been teaching this kind of stuff for 30 years. And we used to call it the third eye. And then we called it the, and then we called it the, okay, for some reason when people come on, it's not muting you. Sorry about that. And then we were calling it, you know, the Ajna chakra, the energy center. And now we're literally, people are talking about the pineal, and people who didn't know anything about this are knowing what that means, right? So it's time to use the ancient secrets and the modern technology to heal and decalcify your golden temple in your brain, the pineal, so you can reconnect to your mystical abilities to see beyond and live the life your soul intended. So let's awaken to your bliss. So this is, I loved this picture when I saw it because this is how I feel. I love the sun. I love the beach. I love sitting and watching the sunrise and sunset as often as I possibly can. And I intentionally move and live places where I can see it. I can see it over the ocean right now, which really adds to it. All energy, when you have your pineal activated, when you connect and use the light that's all around you, it's like bathing in bliss. It's like connecting to so much beautiful energy. And the more awakened that pineal gland is, the more you're able to perceive it, receive it, and enjoy it. So this is part of the course. You're going to get 5 30-minute video classes on the pineal gland, the ancient secrets, symbols, the tools, foods, supplements, and practices. And they're going to be 30-minute bite-sized things along with a checklist and some other graphics so you can, each step of the way, you can start to implement some of these other tools that are going to enhance what you're doing. Then you're going to get 3 30-minute guided audio pineal activations. So you're going to have these to do anytime you want. You're going to do them one at a time. You're going to get them 1 week at a time over 5 weeks as I'm helping you integrate all of this information. So get the first one, repeat it a few times during the week, get some of the tools, start working. Okay. Then each of these, I'm going to share what they are. And there's going to be 2 60-minute ones. Now, you're also going to get some beautiful full-color graphics. I'm going to give you the scale of vibrational consciousness, the 18 chakra chart, and the light antenna, because I'm going to teach you how to activate your light antenna. It's very important for this. A checklist of tools to enhance your activation. So if you're there like, oh, you know what, I want to do a few things today to enhance my, you know, taking in the sun or my awakening of my pineal, you'll have a nice little checklist there you can refer to. And then I'm also going to give you 2 very powerful, unique sacred symbols that awaken the pineal that you're going to be able to look at, gaze into, put on your phone, print, put on your wall, whatever you would like to do. So these are the 5 different activations that you're going to receive. Now, it's not just a guided activation. There's energy healing and other things involved. And like I said, I'm going to give you different things and essences you could take and things you can do to enhance it. The first one is the Gold Ray Sunlight Pineal Infusion. The next one is the Heart Pineal Awakening. The next one is the Pineal Command Center Activation. Remember how I talked about how you saw how it's in the center of your brain? It's connecting both sides. It's the one coordinating everything. It's time to get back connected to that command center. The Ancient Pineal Seat of the Soul Activation and the Golden Pyramid Activation, Pineal Activation. And so those are going to come out one by one. It starts February 21st, which is in a week, and it's on sale, $100 off. There's a couple payment things, and it's very, very low price. So I hope you'll join us now. I want to tell you about a bonus. On the March equinox, I'm going to be at this temple. In fact, I'm going to go all 3 days of the equinox to all three 5 a.m. ceremonies that are there. I'm going to film them. And if you're in the class, I'm going to bring you, connect with you consciously when I'm there and send the solar activation that I'm receiving to you. Then I'm going to give you the video. Okay, so that you can watch it and receive it over and over again. This is called Tzibil Shaltun, and I told you this is the Temple of the Seven Rays. So that's what that is, and like I said, go over there. It's very simple. It's very quick and easy page, not a lot of stuff there. It's really, if you're ready, and it's done in bite-sized pieces to give you both information for your conscious brain, intuitive activations and ideas to awaken your memories in your intuitive brain. And remember, when you start doing these activations, 30 minutes, my gosh, that's nothing. You're going to start awakening it. And then every time you do it, it's going to be different and it's going to be more expanded. And so the 60-minute ones are for those deeper mystical experiences. And the 30-minute ones could go longer if you want them to, just stay in your deep place. Or they're really good for your daily nourishment of awakening and acknowledging your pineal. Now, illuminating the inner body and the brain with light are lost arts that have been only available to the elite. And now we are waking up, and even with toxins in the water, even with toxins in the food and the air, we can reactivate our inner body and become nourished with light again. Believe me, it's possible, and that's what we're going to do. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into our live activation. So give me a second to get a sip of water. And I think I'm going to go back to a different slide. Okay, so I want you to begin with gazing into the temple here of the seven rays, the temple at Tzibil Shaltun. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes as we begin this activation. Take a moment to get comfortable, sit or lay where you can completely relax. And begin by looking directly into the sunlight and breathing in the energy of the sun, the equinox, and the wisdom of the ancient Maya and this particular temple, which gives a solar initiation of the seven personal chakras, 1 through 7. Allow the sun to continue to beam off of this image and in to your forehead, into your inner eye, and in to your pineal. As you see and feel it coming, all of the sacred energies of this moment of the equinox are encoded here. And you're breathing them in. Declare in your heart, I'm ready and willing to draw this sacred, divine, golden sunlight with all of its wisdom and information directly into my pineal gland. And feel and see and sense the stream of golden light going in, moving through your forehead and through your brain, past everything and directly into the tiny little pineal. Continue to feel yourself drawing the energy in and feel it like golden sunlight, warm, delicious, making you feel relaxed, yummy, as if you wanted to just lay down and curl up on a cozy blanket. The sun streaming through the temple, bringing with it the wisdom of the ancestors directly into your pineal, filling it, rejuvenating, growing, getting plumper and plumper, filling it up with codes, symbols, love, information, triggers, memory. You feel the sunlight begin to ooze like liquid gold and light out of your pineal and down your spine, bathing your throat and opening your higher truth and creative expression, your receiver is becoming soft gold, filled with soft, open, receptive light. Streaming in through your eyes, you feel a cleansing of your vision. Your sinuses washing through your brain, this gold sunlight seems to shift and change, morphing to shapes and bright, shiny golden light, to balls, to waves, undulating like water, liquid, golden, spiritual sunlight begins to form as your pineal takes in more of these sacred codes, more of these ancient mysteries. More golden liquid light comes from your pineal, pouring down, down, down into your heart. And your heart center fills with this golden liquid light, the spiritual sunlight that awakens you to your soul's purpose. You feel a softening, a melting in your heart as it gently melts. And now this liquid gold pours into your belly, your fire. You feel the golden sun that's been streaming to you from our sun and from the central sun, beginning to mix with this golden spiritual sunlight. This liquid elixir of ancient wisdoms and mysteries to heal, to prosper, bloom inside of you like sunflowers, volcanoes, sun flares. You feel yourself now bathed in this sunlight. And the liquid light moves up and down your spine, feeding the glands, producing the hormones, altering your state. Now focus on the pineal. And focus down, down, down into this tiny temple, this pine cone, beehive, Sri Yantra shaped temple. And it's glowing and growing with gold. And you now enter this tiny golden temple in the center of your brain. You enter this glowing temple, and from inside of this eye, you look up and around you. What does it look like within here? Is it tiny and shriveled, forgotten and broken? Is it in repair? Is it strong and open? Juicy, rejuvenated, vibrant, and glowing. And now you feel the golden spiritual sunlight begin to enter the top of the pineal, pouring down like liquid gold. You feel and receive this solar initiation. Watch and feel as it fills you up, as your pineal grows and glows and sheds its limits. And now you sense and feel this expanded awareness, the gold light consumes you, and you suddenly are aware of the vastness of the universe, as if you're perched on the sun itself. You look out across this vast universe, and you feel waves of love and light moving out from you. You expand to the limits of the universe, and the sun opens, and you burst forth into the most beautiful field, an infinite field filled with gold light. Shapes and symbols glow and float all around you. You see further, and you perceive the vastness of this infinite creation that you are at the very center of. Enjoy your solar initiation. Commune with the infinite field. Expand into your infinite body. Feel the vastness of the infinite field, the soft, loving presence of the gold ray, and the liquid, spiritual, golden sunlight pumping through your body. As you feel your awareness expand, solutions, creativity, limitless, timeless, you have a sense of your infinite body. Breathe it all in. And begin to come down from the infinite field through the sun and down from the sun into the pineal. Rest in your pineal and look around. What has changed? How does it look? How does it feel? What are you feeling and receiving? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. declare in your heart, I now accept this solar initiation, this golden spiritual sunlight, this liquid light, and this solar initiation. I am a solar being. I'm ready and willing to receive the secrets of the ancients, of healing with the sun. And now take one more deep breath in and come back down into your body. Feel yourself slowly, gently entering your body. Feel your solar plexus. Feel the rays that have been feeding it. Give great thanks to everything from this moment, to the sun, to our ancient ancestors, and to our own inner wisdom. Thank you to our bodies and to our souls and to this sacred moment. Take your time to come back into your body, moving your fingers and toes, and allow yourself to just relax. Spend as much time anchoring the feeling of the sun moving and infusing you. Keep repeating, seeing and feeling your pineal awakening and producing this golden elixir of prosperity and health. Allow yourself freedom to receive, to shine, to open your heart in the sun. And remember, you may hold codes, memories, you may receive information that no one else knows and can help all of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being someone in a place and a time that there's no more important moment to awaken, to remember you have the power within. All that you need, all you're seeking, it's in there. So enjoy that. Let me know if you have any questions about our new course. And go, I'm looking to find it here. Temple. Now, there you go. So nanakasha.com/pineal. And if you need to talk to me, just email support@nanakasha.com. Let Donna know what you need. We can chat, we can talk, we can send you more information. We're going to add some more information up there, but everything is there. And what I want you to do is remember, I want you to become the creator of your reality, conscious, creative, and really, really blissful. Thank you. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Namaste.